got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And welcome to Reach Radio. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community information. Our mission at Reach keeps getting better because we place families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. And we are on location broadcasting live from the Scottish Rite Center, located at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida, just exit 95. At exit 64 or 10th Avenue, and head east to the infamous D Street and go north to the end of the road, and you are there. We'll see you at the lake. You'll see that big Lake Worth water tower as you head down the street there. Stop by and say hello and enjoy the Bicota Masonic Lodge 333 car and bike show going on right now. It's open to the public. There's a lot of cool cars and good time for all. Come on down and meet the Reach counselors. They are here today. They have officially declared if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. So come on down and visit the Reach team today. They are here for you. Again, we are broadcasting live from the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth, Florida. The show continues until 6 o'clock, so there's plenty of time to stop by and say hi. When you see that great big orange Reach world by the booth, walk in there and let them know that you're looking for a place to call home. The Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. If you can't make the show, call the good folks at Reach first thing Monday morning at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, it's a car and bike show, and everybody loves car and bike shows, so come on down and join the fun. Lots of free gifts and giveaways for everyone. Charlie White is here today, and he hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Improvement Warehouse, and he's here to tell us about hurricane preparedness. Charlie White coming right up, and then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news, along with a special story about, are you ready for this, a 5,000-pound baseball. Stay tuned for that. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has some news about fake honey scammers. Imagine that, coming up directly after news. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he's here today with an easy way to rid your car or your vehicle of those little nasty bugs, and Carlton always knows about those. And then, of course, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how to get into a home. Pat Tracy has a special package bundled up just for you. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency, along with the headlines from our consistently random voice of wisdom, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
A low credit score may not be a deal breaker for many home buyers. Mortgage originations to people with subprime credit scores continue to climb steadily over the past 5 months of 2015. This according to data from Equifax. It's a good time to be an investor in rental property. Total rental income, rents collected from tenants, climbed from $60 billion in 2007 to more than $130 billion today. Is the bloom off the rose? We'll talk about that. Mortgage rates fell this week as global markets resurfaced, and government bond yields moved a little bit lower. The benchmark 30-year fixed rate fell to 4%. Ability to repay and qualified mortgage standards that took effect last year are having very little impact on credit access, according to the Fed. For instance, the report notes that the share of home loans to black and Hispanic borrowers went up in 2014 after falling for several years. Property taxes are going down in Palm Beach County. We'll tell you why. And Florida's housing market continues to inch higher on a national index released by the mortgage company Freddie Mac. The Tri-County region of Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade scored 83.7 in July. That's up a full 10% over last year. And, of course, we have a couple of wacky stories, as always, about a guy with a baseball that weighs 5,000 pounds. And another one about a McBreakfast with crack cocaine in it. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Well, we're going to return. And when we do, Mickey Franco is here with the Cosmic Clowns of the Amerish Shrine. And he's here to tell us about the good things the Shriners Hospital do for needy children in our community. The Shriners Clown Unit's here today. So come on over to the Lake where Scott is right and say hello to the clowns. Hey, hello, clown.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Would you like to eliminate your monthly rent payment? If that's your goal, then you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. This workshop is the one that produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing options. The next workshop is Sunday, October the 18th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. The next first-time homebuyers workshop in our Miami Kendall office is October the 11th. Write those dates down, folks, because they come and go. Registration starts at 12:30. The classes start at 1. There is a $49 fee for this workshop, and it's a HUD-approved workshop, and that includes food and beverages. So if you didn't pre-register, not to worry. You may pay at the door. And, folks, like I said, these classes fill up fast, and it's good to pre-register, get your name on the list. You won't find yourself standing in a corner looking for a place to sit. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, times and dates, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know that a first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, joining us right now at the Bicota Car and Bike Show is the head honcho over at the Amera Shriner Temple, which is one of the benefactors of today's show. It's Mickey Frankel. He's also a cosmic clown. Mickey, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Well, hey, folks, he's a clown. I guess we can take him serious. Now, you do a lot of driving over at the Shriner Center, right?
Yes, I just turned 230,000 miles going back and forth, taking the kids to Tampa Hospital.
Right. Now, Tampa is where the Shriners Hospital is, and the folks in this area, in the Palm Beach area, if they can't make it over there themselves, then you take them over, right? That's what the Shrine Transportation Unit is about, correct?
Correct. That's what we do. That's why we're Shriners.
Now, how many kids a year do you take over?
Oh, probably about 130 several times a year.
So, and that's not 130 at once. So that's all during the year. It takes a lot of gas and a lot of time. And like you said, you put how many miles?
I put in 230,000 miles over my career.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of kids that got a lot of free help, right? Because the Shriners Hospital, they don't charge anything.
No, we don't. But I do it for a selfish reason. It makes me feel good. That's why I do it. I just love it.
You're clowning around now.
No, I'm not clowning around. That's serious.
Folks, he looks great. He's Mickey. What's your clown name?
Mickey. I don't want to get confused.
You don't want to get confused. Yeah, two different names. I get it. You look great. I know it's radio, but you look absolutely fantastic. And you can stop by and see them. We're here at the Shriner Center at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. So how many different hospitals? We have one hospital in Florida, right? But how many altogether?
About 23, and I think we're opening more. We just opened one in Montreal, Canada.
And there's no charge for the kids if they want to go to the hospital? If something's wrong, what do they specialize in?
If they do, each hospital specializes in something else. But if they have insurance, we will take the insurance to help us out.
Oh, yeah, well, if they give me money, I'll take it, right? Yeah.
Correct. Things aren't that good. We need all the money we can get. Cost over $2 million per day to run the hospitals.
That's all the hospital, all 23 of them, right?
Correct. That's correct. And about $125 round trip and gasoline alone to get the truck up and back to the hospital.
Well, that's why we're taking the proceeds from the car show, and we're going to send it right to the transportation unit of the AmeriShrine, and that'll help put gas in the car and keep the car maintained and keep people going back and forth to the hospital.
This truck that we're using now, the lift van, is about 3 years old, and we just turned close to 98,000 miles on it.
What do the Shriner hospitals specialize? I know they're burn and the cleft lip and anything else.
Well, we do spines, we club feet, and things like that at the Tampa Hospital. Cincinnati does the burns, and there's various other things that go on.
Right. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you're in South Florida and you need the burn unit in Cincinnati, we will fly you right up there and take care of you, right? No charge to anyone. Well, Mickey, thanks for stopping by. And go ahead and say that again.
Thanks for having me.
It was nice being had. That's great. Now, you could visit the website at www.amerashriners.org. That's AMARA Shriners. .org, or you could give them a call at 561-627-2100 if you would like to give a little donation there and help out the Shriners take the children back and forth to the hospital. So just a reminder, folks, we are on location at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth, Florida. That's 2000 North D Street. Take exit 64 off I-95 and head east past Parker Ave to D Street. Turn left and go north and you're there. Joining us right now is Dee Phillips. She is a Reach representative. Dee, welcome. You're one of the top producers over there at Reach. We say that all the time because you are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh, she can you hear her okay? Okay. I put that right up there. Okay. There you go. So, what are you pushing today? You're not pushing anything. You're selling houses, right?
Actually, we are offering services. We're offering services to clients or customers that may be in need of our help.
Perfect.
So if there's someone out there that's in need of first-time home buyers education, they can, of course, come by and see us.
Right.
If they're having a problem with their mortgage, they can come by and see us. We can help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they also are having other problems with their mortgages, maybe they're behind on their payments, then we can help them through the hardest hit, so they can contact us for that as well.
Right. Now, you're going to be here at the show today, and I see you're giving away lots of little gifts and things like that. Folks, stop on by and say hi to the Reach people. Now, you have an event coming up October the 10th, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And that's the Home Ownership Fair.
Yes, at the Lake Worth High School in the Media Center, which is located at 1701 First Avenue South, again, here in Lake Worth.
Okay. And talk a little louder.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, right. Dee's such a sweet person, and she doesn't talk very loud. She's very modest. So, okay. Now, I see here that you have a 40-inch HD TV that you're raffling off, but I think there's some conditions that go along with that, right?
Well, they have to come, of course, and register.
Right.
And then be there for the drawing.
You have to be present for the drawing. So that's no big deal, right? A 40-inch HD TV plus. You'll be talking about credit score and how to repair your credit.
Right.
Mortgage assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one.
Down payment assistance.
Yeah, everybody likes down payment assistance. How do you miss out on that, right?
Right.
Now, go ahead if you want to.
So we're going to also have lenders there. We will have some realtors. We will have other community housing professionals there. that will be there to meet you. And, of course, they're going to do a one-on-one.
Right.
We're also having some training sessions or breakout sessions that day. So come on out and join us again on October 10th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Lake Worth High School in the Media Center.
See?
So just be there.
See, you can do this, Dee. Yeah, you're doing good. Well, Dee, and who do you have with you? I've got Carmen and Renee.
Carmen and Renee, yes.
Yep, they're here today. Hi, Carmen. Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys.
Woohoo! See, that's great when you're doing a remote, right? Everybody's hanging out. Come on by and visit us. We are at 2000 North D Street. Take exit 64 off I-95 and head east to Parker. And you go up over Parker. The next light up there is D Street. And turn left and head north, and you will be there. And again, just to remind you, October the 10th, that's not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., located at the Lake Worth High School Media Center at 1701 First Ave South in Lake Worth. That's where the school is. That's where the home fair will be, the home buyer fair. And like I said, lenders, realtors from the community, professionals will be there to work with you one-on-one. Want more information about that? Call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224 gets the job done, okay? There you go. Well, when we return, what are we going to do? Charlie White's here. We're going to have Charlie when we return. He's got some hurricane preparedness information for us from the Boynton Beach Lows. Be right back.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope. I know play it wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Okay, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And we are again at the Scottish Rite Center at 2000 North D Street, broadcasting live at the Bicota Car and Bike Show. Come on by and say hi to the guys and take a look around. We have some interesting things and some great food for your enjoyment. If you're looking for some home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then we have the solution. Charlie White is here with some hurricane preparedness, and he hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. Charlie White, welcome to the show.
Hey, Al, did you order this weather up for this bike show? I mean, it couldn't have been any better.
I know. They told me that it would stay clear until 6 p.m.
I'll tell you what, it couldn't be any better. You would never believe that we're in the middle, in the dead center of hurricane season. Hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th, and we're in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is gorgeous weather. I'll tell you what, people worry about their hurricanes, about the windows, about everything else. I tell you, something that people need to know a lot about is their generators.
That's right.
Generators are a major thing of hurricane preparedness. Full home generators, we can install them, we can put them in, but you got to be prepared. And even if you just have a local power outage, you can actually correct that with a home generator.
Yeah, they have the switches that automatically throws it over, right?
It is so nice. It's so sweet. And one of the other things along with the generators, remember, everybody, don't cut any branches when you hear a hurricane's coming. Don't do any foliage. Don't do anything like that. We have to be ready because the trash didn't pick up right before a hurricane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, do all your trimming, all your prep work now. If you think your trees need trimming, get them done. If you think you need yard work, get it done.
Yeah, why wait for the hurricane to get here? Yeah.
It's a necessity, but you've got beautiful weather like this. There's no need to do any hurricane preparedness. Come down here to the bike show. I mean, it's a great place to be. I mean, look at all the people here I mean, the people are absolutely wonderful here.
I wish we could get all those motorcycles to drive by again. That was awesome when they came in. We got a whole bunch of Harley-Davidsons that that came down to enter into the show, and they look great if you know anything about motorcycles.
We've got helicopters flying over us.
Well, no, that's something else.
Oh, okay.
that's the government. All right, so generator is the way to go. Are they very expensive?
They're not very expensive at all. Matter of fact, they're a lifesaver. Even if you don't need one, you need to have it. They're a lifesaver for everybody.
Right. And, you know, they're not too, like, what do you do if you live in a condo or something like that?
Well, actually, condo system can have full condo generators, or you can, there's a solar generators they have now. Actually, a generator that actually works off the sun that'll have enough power to run your refrigerator or even a small AC unit. So,
wow.
Have a spare AC unit. So if your main AC goes out, have a spare AC unit. You can stick in a window, put a solar generator in, and you're absolutely set.
Absolutely, totally cool. Well, you know, what do we miss the most when the power goes? Obviously, the refrigerator. So you want to have your refrigerator running. And for me, a stereo.
Well, you also got to have your air conditioner.
Wow.
Food is important. I mean, you don't want your food spoiling.
Right, so the fridge.
For me, I like watching my TV. I just got to have everything all set.
And what kind of a generator do I need for that? Like a bazillion watts or, you know, 5 watts?
Well, for a small AC unit, you can use a 1,500 watt. For a full house unit, you're going to be up to 4,500 to 6,000 watts for an AC unit for the house.
Right.
The reason why you want to go that high is because you're going to be powering other things. Most of the items that run off 220 volts don't pull a lot of wattage. But it does need the voltage.
All right. Now, here's the big question for you. Everybody says, okay, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars on the generator, and I use it once every 3 years. Is it worth it?
It's definitely worth it. Do your maintenance on your generator. Don't let it go sit and rust up on you or sit and the fuel sour on you. It's definitely worth it because you know what's going to happen? When you least expect it, the weather's going to change.
Oh, yeah. That's Florida. Yeah.
This is South Florida. So if you have it ready and you keep everything running and testing, you're absolutely great. We actually have items in our garden department that actually can add to your fuel to keep it from spoiling.
Oh, yeah.
Things that you got to do your maintenance. You have a car, you maintenance that, don't you?
Yep.
So let's do our maintenance on our generators, do maintenance on everything we need.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to crank up the generator even when the power's on, just so I can shut it off and then I can flip off Florida Power and Light.
Well, you know, there's certain personal things you got left to do, but we're not going to go there.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. Florida Power and Light's one of our sponsors for the car show today. They gave us a whole bunch of little things to give out. We had a lot of free giveaways, folks. Come on down to the car show and check in on the goods there. Come on down and have lunch with us. We have at least 7 or 8 food vendors here that are just rocking hard.
They are absolutely going haywire. I'll tell you what, everybody needs to come down here. This is absolutely spectacular. For the first show, I've never seen so well prepared.
Isn't that nice? And you know what? I think we have one of your generators running over here, too.
Right behind me.
Yeah, that's the only reason we're on the air right now. That's great. Well, folks, if you're looking for some home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then guess where you need to go? You need to go to the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Center. Charlie White's there. And just ask for Charlie when you walk inside, or you check out the website at www.lowes.com, or you can give Charlie a call at 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397. And just ask for Charlie. Okay, we're going to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the latest on car show scams. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's honey scams. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in the house today with some easy way to rid your automobile of unwanted bugs. That's coming up in our house set. After that, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week, we'll have a very special bundle just for you. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with a guy who can play a ukulele with both hands. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Here's the news. A low credit score might not be a deal breaker for many home buyers. Mortgage originations to people with subprime credit scores continued to climb steadily over the first 5 months of 2015, according to data from Equifax. Equifax, as you probably know, is one of the big three U.S. credit score companies. The number of first mortgage originations to borrowers with low credit scores was up 30%. However, subprime approval remains a relatively small percentage of the overall mortgage approvals, and the total number is well below the pace of subprime lending prior to the Great Recession. The data also finds that lenders have taken steps to limit risk when lending to people with subprime credit scores. For example, in 2008, more than 10% of first mortgage originations went to borrowers with credit scores below 620. So far in 2015, that figure has dropped by more than half to about 4.5%. It's a good time to be an investor in rental property. Total rental income, rents collected from tenants, climbed from $60 billion in 2007 to more than $130 billion today. But investors shouldn't expect those soaring rental incomes to stick around for much longer. Apartment construction activity is above historical norms, with multifamily houses starting at $400,000 on an annualized basis this year. That's the strongest pace in about 30 years. Also, steady job growth is improving the credit scores of renters, which will help them to move into a better position to buy a house. Plus, former homeowners, those people who lost their homes to foreclosure during the housing crisis, might be renting now, but they've been working to repair their credit. They're expected to make big reemergences into the housing market sometime soon. Mortgage rates fell this week as the global market concerns resurfaced and the government bond yields moved a little lower. The benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 4%, according to Bankrate. A year ago, it was 4.3%. 4 weeks ago, it was 4.03%. The mortgages in this week's survey had an average total of 0.26 discount points and origination points. Ability to repay and qualified mortgage standards that took effect last year are having little impact on credit access, according to the Federal Reserve. For instance, the report notes the share of home loans to black and Hispanic borrowers rose in 2014 after falling for several years. Additionally, there was little change in the number of times that lenders listed debt-to-income ratio as a reason for the loan denial. However, the study's authors do give one caveat. While the study looked at mortgage originations before and after the Dodd-Frank legislation went into effect, lenders knew that it was coming. They say it's possible that lenders tightened their origination rules even before Dodd-Frank in response to the 2008 crisis. However, the Fed concedes that without the Dodd-Frank rules, the market could have evolved differently. The study simply compares the data before and after the change. Property taxes decrease in Palm Beach County under a $750 million budget given final approval on Tuesday by the South Florida Water Management District. The district's new property tax rate for Southeast Florida will be about 36 cents per $1,000 of taxable property income. That's an 8% decrease. At the new tax rate, a home in Broward or Palm Beach valued at $250,000 and eligible for a $50,000 homestead exemption would pay about $71 a year for water management property taxes. Keeping the same tax rate could have generated about $21 million more. On the other side, environmental groups have opposed the ongoing spending cuts at the district because of concerns that they could bog down efforts to clean up water pollution and help the Everglades. South Florida's housing market continues to inch higher on a national index released by mortgage company Freddie Mac. The Tri-County region of Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade scored 83.7 on Freddie Mac's multi-indicator market index. That's up 14% from a year ago. The index measures housing markets across the country by tracking home loans and home loan applications. South Florida's market reached the 80 threshold last May for the first time since August of 2008. Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties had the highest scores of the eight Florida markets surveyed. Cape Coral was the only other Florida metro above 80, but other markets are on the rebound, according to Freddie Mac. Michael Carmichael simply wanted to do something weird when he and his three-year-old son slapped a coat of blue paint on a baseball back in 1977. The central Indiana resident stuck with painting the ball, which grew large enough to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. At that time, it was 9 feet across. The record was an estimated 18,000 layers of paint. Now Carmichael, who is 68 years old now, figures that he's close to 25,000 coats of paint. Although he never set out to break a record, get this, the ball now measures 14 feet. After Carmichael and his family and even visitors added more coats of paint over the past several decades, its last weigh-in was 2 years ago. It weighed 5,000 pounds. The roadside spectacle attracts about 1,200 visitors a year. Some people just want to gawk. Others want to schedule an appointment to grab a paintbrush and get to work so they can claim having a hand in the ongoing record. Only in Indiana is watching paint dry a sport. And finally, Naboth Simon was pulled over after investigators say he made a U-turn in an area where it's not permitted. They smelled burning marijuana. Simon said he had been smoking with his girlfriend earlier. Simon's license was revoked for more than 2 years. The passenger reported his license plate expired in May, though the decal indicated it was October. Simon said he just found that decal laying around. Now, here's where it gets weird. A bag of McDonald's food was found on the front seat. A chicken sandwich in a bag had a white chunky substance wrapped loosely in cellophane. It was stuck inside the sandwich, according to the affidavit. It wound up testing positive for crack cocaine. Items often found on chicken sandwich include cheese, bacon, honey mustard, ketchup, grilled portobello mushrooms, and onions. But culinary experts say crack cocaine on a chicken sandwich is not a great idea. Crack between your buns is usually normal. And in this case,
no.
And that, my friends, is the news.
That's scary. Okay.
This right, is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as we predicted from week to week, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by reachforhousing.org. They say, reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has some sneaky scams involving some funny honey.
That's
What do you got going on, Rick?
Honey.
Honey.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you, Al. Honey is a superfood with all manner of health-giving properties, but to scammers, it's a golden opportunity to make money by selling fake products at inflated prices. Even legitimate products may not be all they seem. For example, research has revealed that three-quarters of honey sold at supermarkets and grocery stores has gone through a process called ultrafiltration. It filters out impurities, but in this process, this type of filtration also removes pollen. Some people believe it's a key ingredient of honey because of its antioxidant properties. Labels do not always make clear that the honey has been filtered. Now we're faced with Chinese imports. Cheap honey is being imported from China, then relabeled, rerouted, otherwise disguised, in order to get around import restrictions. Up to one-third of the honey on sale in the U.S. may be from China, some of which is adulterated and often on sale at cut prices. There's another scammer deal where you have low prices for a good product. Be careful of those sneaky low prices. Fake Manuka. And now I know you're saying, honey, what's Manuka?
Manuka?
It's a costly type of honey. It's called Manuka. It comes exclusively from the pollen and nectar of New Zealand's Manuka trees. It's said to have powerful antibacterial properties. According to press reports, the island's Manuka industry produces around 3,000 tons of honey per year. Annual sales are said to be around 9,000 tons.
Wow.
Funny honey. Watch out for
that. Manuka. A Manuka honey.
A one-pound jar of Manuka honey costs about $50. Fake products are not necessarily discounted, mm-hmm. which means victims are paying quite a bit of money for funny honey. Mm. Keep your eyes open. So what do you do? How do you check out your honey?
I know it might sound funny, but I'm still in love with your honey.
Well, look, here are seven things you can do. Online, for example, buy locally produced honey if you can. Check your online sources for honey producers or beekeepers in South Florida. Locally produced honey. Read the labels. Be careful of any products that's coming from China or India. The label probably won't tell you if the honey has been filtered or strained. May use words like pure or organic. But if it doesn't say unfiltered, assume that it has been filtered. Certification program has been introduced to vouch for the source of honey. It's a voluntary program, and not everybody is volunteering. You're also more likely to find unfiltered quality honey at farmers markets, whole food stores, and food co-ops. Check for your local honey producers. The ingredients on the label should say they're only honey. That's it. If it lists syrups or additives of any sort, then it's not pure honey. If you are buying Manuka, it has a distinctively different taste. So if yours doesn't, it's probably not the real thing. Now, we have really no way of knowing if the grading is accurate without getting it tested in a lab. Buy from a reputable source that you trust. Buying from online auction sites may be particularly risky. And, of course, the tried and tested rule about bargain prices. If a jar of honey is offered at way below what it should be, that it may well not be the real thing.
So be careful buying honey or you might get stung.
Did you say be careful?
Be careful.
We have a quick Windows 10 scam that is currently being launched. Microsoft opted for an unusual way of upgrading this time, notifying users that their PC upgrade was ready to install. Scammers have been mimicking these notifications via emails, but if you click on a false notification, your PC will be encrypted with ransomware that you'll have to pay to unlock. Don't click on the email links.
That's a good tip.
Upgrade directly via Microsoft's website or wait for your PC to notify you that it's ready. Microsoft is not using emails to upgrade.
It shows up in your toolbar.
Yes.
When they do a Windows update, it shows up on the bottom right-hand side of the toolbar. Don't get it anywhere else. That's the only place.
Thank you, Steve. Do not launch Windows 10 from an email. That is very good information. And we have now hammered the scammer, Alan.
You've hammered it?
I've hammered.
Well, you got three more minutes.
Okay.
You want to hammer something else?
Well, I was going to say, come on over and have lunch. We can smell it from our location when you pull in here to
the Scottish Rite Center.
We're right here by the cool 105.5 van, and you'll drive by. You can wave and go have some lunch. How many vendors are back there, Al?
Well, I know there's. I see some seafood vendors over there. There's some barbecue vendors, and we have the standard hot dogs and hamburgers and everything that you need to fill your belly up.
No honey over there, though, right?
No, we scammed it all.
Okay.
Right.
Very good.
We took care of that.
Okay.
Way to go on the honey scam.
I like that.
You know, I'm going to have to get a hold of Bobby Goldsboro now and have him come in and sing honey. That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Joining us right now is the, well, he's not the zone chairman, but he is a chairman with the Masonic 32nd District. It's, well, who the heck are you? You're Wayne Tebow, right? And you're here working the child ID booth. Tell us a little bit about the child ID booth.
The child ID program is a free program that is offered by the Masons of Florida. You bring your child in. We take their picture. We take their fingerprints. We put all this information together. We put it on a disc, and we give it to you.
To the parent.
To the parent.
Right.
In case something happens to your child, you have that to give to the local police departments. I think in the last 3 months, we've had two children in northern Florida end up missing up, and because of the child ID program, those children were found.
That's right. Mike Gambarotti, he's the zone chairman for the Zone 9, District 32, if I got all those numbers right, and he was telling me that they were very proud of the fact that they found the child instantly, specifically because of the child ID information.
Yes, it's a great program. As I said, it's free. Bring your child in. We also do adults with disabilities. If your child is missing or that child adult is missing, we also have that program. So bring your family in to the Scottish Rite here in Lake Worth, Florida, and we'll gladly fingerprint your child and make sure they're safe.
That's 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, and I'm getting signaled for something here. Okay. Here comes another motorcycle. Rev it up. See? That's how it works, folks. That's how it works. Now, I know you spend a lot of money on the discs and everything. Who pays for all that?
It's all done by donations by Masonic Brothers in the district and throughout the state of Florida. So we do the best we can with it.
And I know Mike has told me several times that the Jupiter Police Department has been into the computers, and they absolutely guarantee that no information is kept.
And that's correct. They had their forensic computer people go into the computers. Once we download the information you give about your child, it goes to the disk. It gets erased from the computer, so we keep no information on them. And that way, you don't have to worry about that information getting out where it shouldn't be.
Right. And this is just strictly preventative.
Strictly preventative. God forbid something happens to your child, but at least you'll have that disc to get to the local police department and hopefully find your child as quick as possible.
Right. I've watched you guys put that together. You're thorough. You weigh the child. You take the height of the child. You take fingerprints.
Yeah.
Are you doing voice now?
We also doing voice now on top of the pictures and the fingerprints. So we have the child say something like, "Hi, mommy. Hi, daddy." So, you know, they can compare that to a child they found who will match the disc and stuff.
Exactly. Isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful program, and it really beats everything that's out there. A lot of people are afraid of Big Brother taking all the data and keeping it. We don't do that. that goes on a CD disc, and it's handed right to the parent. And I heard Mike Gambarotti say one time, if you lose that disc, tough luck. You have to come and do it all over again.
Yeah, what we recommend, once we give you the CD, you take it home, load it up into your computer, and that will keep it in a folder, so that way down the road you can print up another disc and give it to as many people as you can to help find your child if it's necessary.
Perfect. Wayne, thanks for coming out and doing that job today.
My pleasure.
You are the man. All right, we're just shaking hands on our radio. How's that, huh? How does that work? All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. As we've said before, we are broadcasting live from the Bicota Masonic Car and Bike Show at the Scottish Rite Center, located at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Stop by, take a look at the shiny chrome and the gorgeous paint jobs. It's Art Rook from the hood to the fender. So we are at no charge. There's Mike Wheels. He'll be here in a little bit to tell us about the pork skins that he's cooking above over there, and we have some free drawings and giveaways. So there we are.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into our house. This week's segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak here with some ways to rid your automobiles of unwanted guests. Carlton, thanks for checking in today as normal.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We're out at the car show, and we are just having a ball here. And with all the guys in the car shows, they were wondering just what exactly do we have to do to get those creepy crawlers out of the car. Any difference from getting them out of the house?
No, not really, but step one is don't eat in the car.
Well, okay. They've already eaten in the car and the bugs are there. How do they get them out?
Well,
don't tell me to start playing a flute. That's not going to work.
All right, well, I guess we're done here then.
Okay, what kind of flute should I get?
Baiting them out is probably going to be the best without doing anything to the vehicle. You can just kind of lay it underneath the seats and just give it a little sprinkle and let them kill themselves. It's just going to be ants. Occasionally you can get a roach in there or something, but just baiting them out, that's going to be about the best way to do it.
Okay, so put the little pills in or a little bait box or sprinkle something,
yeah.
Spray something.
Well, you don't want to spray anything that can leave a residue or stain something. Your everyday drivers, maybe that's not such a big deal, but you get into those show cars and don't want to do anything that's going to cause any kind of damage. Another thing you could do, if it is a really nice show car and you got some ants or some roaches in it for some reason, take a little Dixie cup and put some bait in that cup and just... set it up underneath the seat, and the bugs will find it. I guarantee you they'll find it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's easy to do. That's like bait, right? Any particular
yep.
name? I know you have all the names of all that chemical stuff, so what's the bait we should use?
If you can find Max Force Complete, it's a real good bait that's got Tripinil in it, which is a really good product, and it's gonna have a long range of... different insects it's going to get from different species of ants and roaches, which are going to be your main problem in a vehicle. And that'll take care of it. Just a couple sprinkles and a Dixie cup under the seat, and you'll be good to go.
I like it. That's an easy remedy, and it gets rid of them, because it is kind of embarrassing when you're riding around and roaches are... No. Ooh, I don't even want to think about that. All right, Carlton. Anything else we have to do to keep our cars nice and clean from the bugs?
Another problem you're going to run into here shortly is going to be the love bugs. They're going to be coming around, especially if you got a trip up north through Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Keep a good coat of wax on there. Wax it right before you go on the trip. Don't tell me, oh, well, I wax my car every month. It's got plenty on it. Just wax the front, wax the mirrors if it's a painted mirror, right above the windshield. Wax that up real good. Just put a good coat of wax on there. That'll make it real easy for them to come off. And it won't let them do any damage to the clear coat of the paint.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. And they do. If you have driven through North Florida during the love bug season, it's absolutely wacky and crazy, and the stuff gets on your car, and it's very, very hard to get off. So that's a good idea. Put a little wax on there to get that going.
Yep.
Any other advice for our car show cruisers here today?
I wish I was you.
Well, we are having a heck of a time. We're here at the Scottish Rite Center, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. And Carlton, we always appreciate your advice and intelligence, I guess. Oh no, it's spelled wrong. Intelligence. I'm sorry. we got you covered. Thanks for checking in, brother.
Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll get you. All right, when we return, here it comes. There it is. You need a new home? We have some. Interest rates are incredibly low. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how that happens.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call the REACH counselors today and start your journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, like I said before, 100% financing. It's even better than you think. Call the good folks at REACH right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. REACH offers a comprehensive management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. REACH also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling free of charge. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. REACH counselors know what the banks need before they ask for it. That's because REACH works with government agencies, the ones that make the rules. You know, we just spoke last week with Marlene Robinson. She is the senior program advisor at HUD. They work with us every single day, folks. Our trained counselors are here today at the Bicota Car and Bike Show. Stop by and see if you qualify for many of the government programs that are available to you. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, that brings us right up to the Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Store that number in your cell phone because you're going to need that number one fine day. And when you do, guess what? Pat Tracy will be there for you. You could call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. Now, she has bundled a special home buying package together just for you. I can tell you it has down payment assistance formula, a pinch of kindness, and along with some mortgage payment assistance and many other government programs designed to help aid and assist you in becoming a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. 561-351-8000. And they say reach for the dream in 2015. Become a homeowner. We know you can. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. 561-351-8000. Okay, just like we've been saying all along, we are at the Bicota Car and Bike Show at the Scottish Rite Center, located at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Come on by and say hi. Now we have with us Mike Wheels. You know, Mike has been on the show before. He's our super cook. And, Mike, you're out here today cooking up some pork rinds.
That's right, Alan. We deep-fried a bunch of pork rinds last night. We're seasoning them with regular seasoning, salt, barbecue.
Everything, barbecue, everything that makes it taste good.
Cajun, we got every flavor you ever think about. But we're putting them out there, and we got them for sale.
And they're not too expensive, right? And you brought a bag over here. It's about, that's the biggest bag I ever saw.
They're gallon bags, gallon Ziploc bags. We sell them for $5 a bag.
Woohoo! You can't beat that. And they are delicious, and they are cooked fresh last night.
Last night. We did it late last night, and we have them ready this morning.
All right. Well, come on over. We, again, are at the Bicota Car and Bike Show at the Scottish Rite Center, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth. Okay, Mike, thanks for coming over and letting us know what you got going on over there. We'll come by and eat some of those pork skins later.
Well, everybody stop by, and we'll have a lemonade together.
Woohoo! I love it. All right, Steve Cody, you have got some events that are coming up on the Reach calendar. What do you got?
Busy, busy time for Reach. Right now, if you are listening in Broward or in Miami-Dade, there's an event going on at our Kendall office, which is at 9010 Southwest 137th Avenue. That's in Kendall. It's the Aquin Home Preservation Event. Now, if you've ever tried to get your loan servicer on the phone, you know this is not an easy thing to do, but they're sitting there right now waiting to talk to you so you can ask questions. You can find out what you need to do to get your loan current, and any questions you might have about housing counseling. They do foreclosure counseling. The credit counselors are there. This is something you can attend if you are in the neighborhood. That's right now, today. Now, in October, very busy calendar. We October 4th, the famous first-time homebuyers workshop, which, of course, is underwritten by HUD. You will learn a lot. You will save a lot of money on your purchase. That one is going to be in Kendall. On October 10th, there's a very special home ownership fair. October 18th, another first-time homebuyer workshop, this one in Palm Beach County. And on October 24th, the Wells Fargo Home Preservation Event. Now, nobody expects you to remember all of that or even any of it, but here's what you do. Just go to your computer and go to reachforhousing.org. That's R-E-A-C-H, the number 4, housing.org. And there you will see all the information you need to find out about
Reach
home financing and everything that Reach does.
That's right.
I would just hand her a note that I can't read.
Well, you know what? That's because our show producer.
Dee has a message. Oh, tell us, Dee.
Oh, is that the Aquin event, Dee?
Yes, that's the Aquin.
Oh, okay.
Event
it's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Miami.
1717 North Bayshore Drive in Miami, and it's going on right now. So if you're in the Miami area, please come on out and let Aquin help you with your housing problems.
That's great.
And Reach. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, even if you're in Jupiter, drive on down to Miami.
Why not?
But only after you stop by the car show and
exactly.
Say hi to us.
Exactly.
How do you get to
right.
The car show, Alan?
Well, I would take I-95 and exit at number 64, which is 10th Avenue, head east to D Street, the infamous D Street,
and
then head north.
All the way.
All the way down to the end. You'll see that great big water tower up in the air, and that's where we're sitting with one of the coolest car and bike shows. Hey, Reho Seppinen just walked in, everybody. My golly, there he is. See, we know everybody here at the Reach Radio Show. Charlie, what do we need to do about getting a good deal on a generator over at Lowe's?
Well, actually, come down and visit me at Lowe's in Boynton Beach, and we'll talk to you about the professional installs and everything else you need. I'll tell you what, they need to come here first before they come visit me.
That's right. All right, well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'll be right here at the Scottish Rite Center until 6 p.m. Tonight, enjoying the Masonic Car Show. It's located at 2000 North D Street. Stop on by. Reach counselors are on hand, ready to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Check out the Reach Radio Show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored, and you can take a look at our spotlight on. We'll see you next Saturday.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.